Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
We've come a long way, baby! Oh, yeah. We have come a long way. From presidents like Abraham Lincoln that called the entire nation to repentance concerning the evil Civil War, acknowledged that it was God's judgment upon America, and called the entire nation to sorrow and repentance over our sin. We've come a long way from the D-Day prayer offered as our troops marched into the jaws of, many believe, certain defeat. President of the United States calling upon God and his will to be done. We've come a long way, baby. I want you to hear again a direct quote yesterday on the floor of the House of Representatives from Representative Jerry Nadler. Here it is. Listen again.
Mr. Stube, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
Let that sink in. Jeff, play it again.
Mr. Stube, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
In case you didn't get that, in case you couldn't hear it clearly, one more time, Jeff, play Representative Jerry Nadler yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Congress.
Mr. Stube, what any religious tradition ascribes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
God's will is no concern of this Congress. Folks, this is the heartbeat of the liberal left in Washington, D.C. today. This is the heartbeat of Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and unfortunately, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. This is the heartbeat of today's Democrat Party. God's will is no concern of this Congress. Hey, I understand Christians getting upset with the Republican Party. I understand completely Christians saying, I am fed up with a bunch of those rhinos. I get that. I understand Christians saying, I can have no allegiance to the Republicans. And I get that. But how can anyone who names the name of Christ and say they have a love for God's word, how can they support this godless party any longer? Somebody's got to explain that to me. And my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And speaking of the phones, we're going to go to the phones because I cannot skip this caller because his probation officer only allows him to make one or two calls a week. And fortunately, I am one of those one or two calls that his probation officer allows him to call. Paul in Grove City, I am always privileged to have you on the air.
Oh, my buddy, man. I just never know.
Hey, Paul, Paul, Paul.
Paul, buddy, buddy. Listen to my intro is always like watching a Forrest Gump movie. I never know what I'm going to get from you.
I hope you know I love you.
I know. Same right back at you. I tell you that. I tell a lot of my buddies at work, and they tease me about all the stuff I learned from you. But I learn a lot of information from you, Bob, and I'm just glad you're one of the few that's on the radio that is speaking the volumes of righteousness and what is common sense. And I'm
and I'm serious about this. The powers on the left are going to do everything they possibly can to silence me and other people like me. Now that's not sensationalism. That is the absolute truth. The powers of the left in the next 4 years are going to do everything they can to silence me and others like me. I know it's coming. I see it's coming. And I'm not about to compromise.
Yeah, well, it concerns me as even just the next two. I mean, it keeps speaking about the midterms, Bob, but I just wonder what is going to, I mean, the way that things are moving. But in response to what you're talking about, I'd like to quote another well-known president that everybody would know, and that's President Reagan. And he's talking about the flag, and you were talking about, you know, with the flag. And he said, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. And I can't help but think, Bob, that we're there. I mean, we are, we're there. And it's scary. I mean, I know I've talked to you several times about not to be fearful, but God protects his own. But, man, I'm telling you what, I can't help but think that we are going to suffer some consequences of what our country has become, especially under this new administration. And one other thing, another sidebar thing, though, Bob, I wanted to say, so I remember James McDonald, this has always stuck with me, about when you were talking about Biden and his faith. He only uses the Catholic religion to his benefit. He takes bits and pieces of it. But I remember James McDonald saying something like, if your faith hasn't changed you, it hasn't saved you. I mean,
true.
There's a lot to that. I mean, if it doesn't change the way you think, it hasn't changed you, you know, and man, I cannot see where this man, you know, again, I didn't mean to change over to a different subject like that, but it's all kind of around the same. All the Democrats, their line of thinking is, you know, on the same page. I mean, just connect the dots of the way they're all thinking. Yeah. And man, they're just taking us further and further away from God. And I can't see the more, I think I heard Tony Evans say something like, the further we get away from God, the more immoral or something along that line that we get, you know, God don't want to have nothing to do with us the further we get away from him.
Well, again, I mean, these kinds of things have been said in the background and in the closet, but on the floor of the House of Representatives, one of the most powerful Democrats in the House basically said, we don't want God in this Congress. That's frightening. Hey, Paul, good to talk to you. I hope you have a great weekend, all right?
All right, Bob. Buddy, always good talking to you. Love you, man.
You also. All right, we're going to go back to the phones, and we've got John in Frederick, Maryland on the line. John? Oh, he's gone. I'm sorry. John, give me a call back. We had John in Maryland who wanted to talk about prayer. I would love to talk to you, John. Give us a call back. We'll get you on the air just as soon as possible. If you do a little Google search, Bible quotes from presidents, you will see one president after another. In fact, John Quincy Adams said this, the sixth president of the United States, so great is my veneration for the Bible and so strong my belief that when duly read and meditated upon, it is of all books in the world that which contributes the most to make men good, wise, and happy. It is not unusual at all for American politicians to quote Scripture. Abraham Lincoln, in regard to this great book, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the good the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. George W. Bush, who was not real open about his faith, said, I believe there's an Almighty. I believe the Almighty's great gift to each man and woman in the world is the desire to be free. And you just go on and on and on and on. That's why Jerry Nadler's statement on the floor of the House of Representatives is so unbelievably shocking. Will the news media pay any attention to it? Nah. No. But it is an incredibly sad indication of the heart and the soul of the liberal left in America today. All right, we got to take the last break of the hour. Quick break. Don't go away. A brand new study reveals what Generation Z believes about morality. And it's not good news when we come back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want to talk to anybody dealing with children or young people in the church today. If you've ever heard the introduction to my program, every day we play the same introduction. I've thought about changing it, and the more I think about it, nah, I like it the way it is. In the introduction, I say, the answer to America's problems is not in Washington, D.C., but in the pulpits and pews of America. I have always believed that, but to be honest, I believe it more now than ever before. The real answer to America's problem is what's happening in your church, my church, the pulpit in your church, the pulpit in my church, and the people in my church and the people in your church. And if you have the privilege of dealing with young people, I don't care whether they're kids in the nursery or junior high or high school, you are shaping the next two or three generations. And it is imperative that we quit playing around, stop entertaining, and start challenging our young people to believe the truth of Scripture. The day for doing anything and everything to entertain the kids just to get warm bodies in the church, it's over. Of course we need to get them in church. But we've got to give them real answers. We've got to prepare them for this wicked, secular world that we're living in. And to be really honest, we haven't done a very good job. The folks at Barna have just released their latest survey concerning Generation Z. Now, these are the young people, all right? 13 to 21. Teenagers, young adults, this is Generation Z. They did a major survey across America, and the survey is called Generation Z Volume 2. And most of it is not good news. Researchers found that the majority of young people, and again, we're talking 13 to 21, believe that there is no absolute moral truth. No absolute moral truth. Your morality is not the same as mine. What you think is right may not be what I think is right. And every individual has to determine what is right and wrong for them. There is no such thing as objective, absolute truth. The majority of young people believe that. Goes on, quote, researchers found that two-thirds of teens and young adults, 65%, agree many religions can lead to eternal life. Now, when that same question was asked back in 2018 of the same age group, it was 58%. That was a majority, but it has gone from 58% to 65% in just 2 years. And, of course, you and I know that the Bible is very clear. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Nobody, no man, no woman, no child, nobody comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Additionally, 31% of teens and young adults strongly agree that, quote, morally right and wrong changes over time based on society. 31% strongly agree with this phrase. Morally right and wrong changes over time based on society. In 2018, that was 25%. An additional 43% agree somewhat. So when you put that together, 31% strongly agree with that, 43% agree somewhat with that. You have 75% of America's teenagers believe that morality changes. It's all situation, ethics, moral relativism. Just 10% of the young people surveyed strongly disagree with morally right and wrong changes over time based on society. Only 10% believe in absolute moral truth. Folks, we've got to reach this generation. We've got to reach these kids. And please, 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 I'm not saying it's wrong to have video games in your youth room. I'm not saying it's wrong to have a ping pong table. I'm not saying it's wrong to have a crazy fun night, game night. Of course, that's all part of working with teenagers. But when it comes time to teach them, listen, teenagers love to be different. Take a look at the way they dress. Teenagers love to be different. Teenagers love to be radical. Take a look at the way they dress. Listen to their music. They love to be different. They love to be radical. Teach them, if you really want to be different and you really want to be radical, be a follower of Jesus Christ. If you really want to be radical, become a follower of Jesus Christ, and then teach these kids not just what to believe, but why. Teach them apologetics on their level, appealing. Don't make it boring and dull. There's nothing more exciting than studying what God's Word has to say. There was ever a time for America's Bible-believing evangelical churches to reach kids, young people, teenagers. It is now. And pardon me for being repetitious, but we've got to do more than entertain them. We've got to challenge them. We've got to teach them. And listen, I may be an old fuddy-duddy, but I know you can teach teenagers the Word of God in an exciting way that is applicable to their life, where they are. It can be done, and it must be done. Moral relativism is the standard for today's Generation Z, and the church needs to take responsibility for changing that. Hey, have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church yourself. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.